Simon Shinte Zion Sif Beis. Hatzot Tzvi Yoshen Oysuma is Chayiv. If a Tzvi which is a healthy, it's a physically healthy Tzvi, but it has a limitation that it's sleeping right now, so therefore it's, you didn't really do any action of catching it because it was asleep. On the other hand, the natural thing is when you trap the tzvi, which is sleeping, it sort of wakes up and runs away. So there is an act. You've accomplished something. Same thing with the suma. It'll run, might run wildly because it doesn't know where to run, but it'll run away from you. However, chiger oichelo oizoken is potter. If the tzvi is lame and can't really escape from you, or it's ill, or it's old, and doesn't have the ability to run anymore, these are like they've already been captured because they're not going anywhere. See, you didn't capture anything. And there's a concept in Seder that if it's already caught, you know, like you have the case, it's already in the halach of Sif Aleph, that if you put it into X, it's chayiv. Once it's in X and you're chayiv the first time, so it's not considered Seder the second time, it's already caught. It's already in the Seder being Nitzu. So these are already considered like they're Nitzu. Okay. Zakta Ramah Hamashasa Kelev Acher Chaya B'Shabbos Havit Seder. If he uses a dog to catch an animal, so he didn't do it, the dog did it. So, but he was the one who sicked the dog onto after the animal. It wasn't just he just said go fight over. He was. Got it all worked up to get ready to go to attack, and then it attacked and caught the animal. Didn't kill it, but caught the animal. So that's considered the malach of tzeder, and that's his chayiv the race. Well, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah whether that's at the right side of the rabbanon. V'yeshar mitaf b'chol osir lotzer b'klavim mishum moshav leitzim. There's an issue of they used to do this like this was hunting. They used to go playing around, catching animals with their dogs and stuff like that. So that's you have nothing to do with your lives. Mishnah Berurah of Kat Vav Atzad Tzvi Who Adin Sharminim. It's not limited to a tzvi. That other types of animals would have the same halacha. Yoshen Esuma Zion. The honey darkened. He shall make kishim rakis and yadolim. The nature is that they start to move away when they feel the person's on them. And therefore, that person would be chayiv. Okay. Let's say you have an animal when it's sleeping, but its nature is not to wake up and run away. So on the one hand, you've caught something which, when it's awake, would really run away. On the other hand, the act that you did wasn't really so overwhelming because it didn't respond to it. So that's the most they bring from Shabbazama, that's only the Rabbanah. But over here, where the nature is that it awakens and runs away, so he caught it before he was able to do that, or he caught it anyway, that's considered Seder. Well, Ken, Kishitzadu, Yahavit Seder, Mahamashat Seder. Mashayin Ken Bechigir, but the animal's lame. Mitik Vasei, Shen Yachal Mishamat, or something of that sort, which cannot. Escape. Feel on its own. But feel in my chigur yochel halach ksas. Even though it can move a little bit, akabat mer yochel agio ebishes shechiachas. But we said before in Sif Aleph that the definition, whether it's considered caught, if you can get it in one lunge, you just like leap. You basically lunge forward and get it. That's called it's caught already. Even though you still need to do a little bit of effort still to get it, that's called it's within your control and domain.
With this idea of shchia, the shchia achas, most wild animals are much faster than a person.
Right.
So, really, unless the animal is like right there in front of you in a very small enclosed area, you're not really going to be able to catch this animal.
Okay.
By hand. So, really, deraisa, when we're dealing with animals that are faster. We would almost say deraisa, you're not your potter.
No, what the Shabur is, what we're saying before in Sif Aleph was Let's say I caught the animal. I put the animal inside in a closed area. So that from before Shabbos. This should be there, did it from before Shabbos, or did it on Shabbos? Let's say, right. At what point? How small the area does it have to be? And I considered I did a complete act of tzedakah.
Okay.
So there was a tzvi out there, and I chased the tzvi, and I forced it to go into a corral. So I've caught the tzvi. Well, not necessarily, because even in the corral, I still can't catch the tzvi. Right? But if I force it into a pen, which is 3 feet wide and 4 feet long, I caught the tzvi. So at what point in time is called that I got it into such a small enough of an area that's called I caught it? He said, if the area is small enough that I can get the animal in one lunge because it doesn't have too much to run for, where to run, so it's called I caught it. That's what he said in Sifal.
Right.
So that's the definition of how enclosed and trapped is called trap. So now what he's saying over here is that if I have an animal which by its nature it's weak or it can't run, and even though it's in an open area, but I can just make one lunge where I am and catch it, so it's already caught. So I'm not doing anything by putting a net over it. It's already in its state of being caught, so that case would be put. Okay, the cheshivim can it's certain about it. A zaken, or it's old, who then cotton, if it's a very young one, which doesn't. Okay, if you if cut mikri, cut him it's obviously cut means the force able to run. Potter Abul Asr, so in that situation, it's not mutter to do it, it's Asr Rabbanan, but it's not Kayyab the Rais. Okay, now Valkane Kashamoitsi Lapamim Arnevis Khaila Munakas Aladar. The situation where you have a rabbit which is ill on the path. Obviously, it's ill, you know, and therefore it's not able to escape. Also, so you can't take it. You want to use the rabbit for something. You want to catch the rabbit and after. So you can't take it. Leaving aside the books issues, right? Is that, you know? But he says, but besides that, you have an issue of tzeda the rabbanon from what we're saying over here. Not only that, some say that that situation is chayv in bir halacha, and then the bir halacha discusses that the case of chayla, long bir halacha about whether chayla they agree with the psak of the shulchan aruch of chayla. But malavachi also likach with some mishumoks. Anyway, it's a problem mukz. So clearly, it's also in rabban, and the possibility of chayv is also in rabban for at least. Besides muksa because of tzeda, and possibly that's even a derisa, the halacha of tzeda. So, okay. Okay. Came along the Rambam and added if you use a dog to catch it, so that's considered tzeda. Havi tzeda. If you. If you didn't do anything at all, if all you've done was the act of sending the dog to get it, you've worked up the dog to the point it's, you know, got all ready to go and ran after the animal and caught it, so that's not considered your maisa, that's considered the maisa. That would only be tzedah drabonah. Well, now, so there's two issues which really you have to grapple with over here. There's one is the malacha deraisa. If I use other powers which exist as a way to accomplish something, that's called I did it. We spoke about the did before. We spoke about the did of we touched on the camera a little bit. I was driving the steam engine. Harvester, is that called I'm harvesting? I'm not harvesting, the steam engine is harvesting me, but I'm directing it, moving it, etc. So one issue over here is considered my action of Seder. Second issue over here, why isn't it Mechamer? Mechamer is an issue of having an animal do work. You can't be involved in your animal doing work together. That was the case we had before, walking behind the animal. We discussed this? We didn't discuss this.
I don't know.
Okay. There are three different levels of Yisur Min Shabbos. There's one of one halacha, start from the bottom up, called Shvisas Behemto. Your animal should not be working on Shabbos. And that's whether that you're not involved in the work at all, your animal should not be working on Shabbos. So I can't take my animal, give it to a goy, the goy should use my animal for Shabbos, my animal can't be working on Shabbos. It's a mitzvah that your animal should rest on Shabbos. There's a second issur that has, it's even not your animal, any animal, anybody's animal, you can't be involved together with an animal doing work on Shabbos. So if the animal's carrying and you're leading the animal, and the animal's carrying on Shabbos, you have a problem with the raisa, an issur deraisa of mecham. It's called mecham. You're directing the animal, and you're leading the animal is carrying something for you. It's not your animal, it's not Shvisas Behemtoi, but your animal's carrying. This animal is carrying something for you. So that means if it meet the criteria of the malach of Hitzoa, it's set out Mishas Yochid and the Mishas Rabim, and it stops, you know, all the malachas, you know, like as if to be doing the person be doing Hitzoa, right? So if the animal is plowing the field, and you're leading it, it's plowing the field, so you have an Isser Mechamer, the animal's doing the malach of Chorish.
What are you saying, Mechamer?
Mechamer is the
like
act
a
of.
Chamor?
Chamor is the donkey, Mechamer is an act of directing it.
Okay.
And a person who does that is called a chamar.
In the Naf community between Shvisas Behema and Mechamer is that the animal is not your animal.
Even if the animal is not your animal, but since you're involved in the process, it's also.
Right.
Whereas Shvisas Behemta is it's because your animal, whether you're involved or not.
Okay, good.
And that's a derisa?
That's the derisa. And then there's a third, Madrega, where a person does the malacha, he's doing malacha himself, and he's chayiv derais. I mean, that's the chamar is an issur derais, it's not chayiv derais. It's not chayiv, meaning it's not chayiv skila. So it's a lav in the Torah. So comes along the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that over here I sent the animal to the Dutseda. So he says it's not considered my action, so I wouldn't be chayiv. Now, there's certain scenarios where when I do it, and I set the whole thing in motion like I did it, totally. So he says over here, the Mashas is not considered your Maisa on a Deraisa level. Now, it is, however, that you are involved in this animal with the issue of Mechamer. The animal's doing Seda, not you. But being involved in having an animal doing Seda is also problematic. So why is it only Min Rabbonin? Mishabur says that Seda, it's Seda Min Rabbonin. Uh-huh. Why is it also because of Mechamer?
But wouldn't it, if it's your dog, it should be Shvisas Behema, because it's doing the Malacha of Tzeda.
Yes, and that also would be true.
Okay.
So, in other words, what we seem to be saying over here is, Makara is when the person is leading the animal as the animal is doing the Malacha. So he's involved in the process. Over here, he's not involved in the process. He sets the process in motion, and then he goes to sleep. He sets the dog after the kelvin, and then he just totally out of the picture now. So that's not considered your malacha, the yishmichai, as tzoda, tzod, and he's also not involved in the action of the animal that he should be chai because of macham. So it's only rabbanon. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds. But he was involved with the actual process. So the animal was tiring out from the dog chasing it, which I guess is part of the process how they would do that. They would keep chasing to the point that the animal got tired out. He was also running after the animal. You know, sort of corralling it in, etc. Visigo hakelavayadezet, and therefore the kelav was able to capture the animal. Havitzida gemura. That's called you were involved in the process of catching the animal. That's not only is it mechamer, but that's called seder. That's called you've caught the animal. For example, afilim rak omed befonov hivhiloi ashigia kelavatvasoi. You just blocked the way, and the animal got scared to go near you because there's a person there, and therefore the dog was able to catch it. Habigamkein told her that Seder Mechai Shekein Derech Hatsiyon. That is called part of the block of Seder. This is, if I recall correctly, the source of this is a Rambam. Yeah. So the Mishmurus comes along and says, what's the logic behind the Rambam? In other words, so like this, there's a concept called Grumma. We'll see later on my Hilchos Shabbos, there's a concept called Grumma, which means if I set something in motion and then it happens, and I wasn't directly involved in it, if I use the powers which are out there in the world, I'm not kai. Grumma is potter. So a person, there's a fire coming, and the person sets up a barrier of water-filled barrels, which are not heat-proof. So when the fire gets to the heat, will burst the barrels, and they will let out their water and extinguish the fire. That's not chai for the rice at all. The rice, it's totally mut. In certain cases, the rabbanon, they're matter it also. In the case of a hefset, etc., we were matter certain grumas also. Okay, that's on one end. The other end, there's a Gemara, there's a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, the Malach of Zohar, what's the Malach of Zohar? The Malach of Zohar is winnowing. How do you do winnowing? You take your pitchfork, you throw up in the air, the wind blows the chaff away, the kernels fall down, and you're chai. I didn't do it, the wind did it. So Mor asked this kasha in Baba Kama. The Mor says, Malach is Machshev is Asatar. The fact that you chose to do this Malach through the wind, and you were involved in the process with the wind, you're chai. Excuse me, what's the difference? So one of the explanations of the difference is because that's how the Malach of Zohar is always done. Now that's the Malach of Zohar, right? So that's the definition of the Malach, whereas other Malach, they're normally done with the person, directed by the person, keeping it really is done, I put the fire out. So over here, if I just set something up and then have it itself, that's not called my Malach. In other words, so Malach is Machshevus, it's Machadish, if that's the normal way to do it, that's called your Malach. That's the chiddush of malachas machshavas. What your intent for your malacha can define a malacha if that's a normal way to do it.
It's almost like a shinoi of doing a malacha, then. But you don't do it directly. It's like a remove shinoi.
Well, right. But the point is, the hetter isn't because of shinoi. The hetter is because it's not a malacha. It's not called your direct. It's not called your ma'isa. So normally, normally Grom is not considered your ma'isa. Most of Shas is not considered your ma'isa. A person went into the mikvah. And he had the Shem Hashem written on his arm in ink, and the water erased it. The Gemara says he's not chayv. If he rubs it up and down, if he just walks in, and all of a sudden the water washes it away, he didn't do it, the water did it. The Gemara says it's a grum. So, and that's a perfect parallel to all. I didn't do it, the wind did it. So more asked the Kashmir, no, that's Malachas Makshav. If that is the natural way of doing it, this is how you do it, that's called your mice. So Mishabur is adding over here that part of the process of capturing an animal, the Rambam is saying, is that they used to use dogs to catch animals. That was part of hunting. That was a normal way of doing it. So as long as you're involved in some way, what you would do is you would block off the escape route, have the dog come out of the side, and the animal runs into your arms. I didn't know the animal came to me. All right. That's called Seder. That's why you're Bichah.
Over there, by the case of the ink, I know this is a little off topic, but it seems though, but if you write something on your body with ink, you know it's going to be washed off. Did that not come up as like a shiloh or a kasha? Like if you do a certain action, you know it's going to cause a certain malacha.
But since at no given point that you're directly involved in that, that's not called you did it. Yeah, so I put something on my arm, and over 3 weeks, it's going to rub off against my shirt. But that's not how you normally erase something. Much of laziness. So a person is involved in just even weekdays, just going and hunting. So that's called much of laziness, a gathering of laziness, getting the transit for laziness. People, the word, we translate scoffers or something, translate that. The latzonis is making jokes. Latzonis is the people who don't take life, the world seriously. Latzonis is the act of not taking something seriously. That's what the word means. So everybody else is out there going making pronouncements, and this guy is going hunting. It'll become like golf, you know, like that. Okay. Sorry. Ben Zogdim Shabur Ben Zoychel Simchas Livyosin. So the Dark Moshe says, if you don't treat animals properly, you want to be Zoych and Shemayim, that the Bershim is going to serve the Livyosin and Sharbor for you and Shemayim. You think you deserve it? I'm sorry, you're out of here. Okay, Vayim, Rebbe Gadam Mashikosib is there. Rebbe Gadam says, if this is all of a person, that's because of Moshe Leitzim. Let's say this person is, you know, his pronosis is that he captures animals and he sells them, etc. That's, you know, that's not the issue. You know, that's not, I mean, the Bereshit gave us the world to subjugate the world and use it for whatever, you know, so part of it is using animals, you know. We shat the animals, we do many things with animals, and then we don't see that that's something improper. So capturing an animal and using it is also proper. The issue over here was, if this person does it just for sport, the disregard for the animal, the chai of the animal, just for sport, that's improper. Okay. Sif Gimel. Comes along the Mechaber and has the following rule. To be chai for the malacha of tzeda, it has to be an animal which is normally captured. Right? People capture this animal, and a person did tzeda on that animal. However, ein b'mino nitzo is part of ros, a type of a living creature which people do not normally capture to use. That's called ein b'mino nitzo, and therefore a person will not be chai at the raisa level for that. That's not the malacha of tzeda. Hilkoch, the Shulchan Aruch therefore says, therefore, zvuvim, so you have flies, avavish ein, b'mina nitzud, is also latsuda. People, nobody goes around, let's capture flies, so we should use flies. Right? We don't use flies. We're not going out there to capture flies to use them. But it's still also the rabbana. Hagua. Velochein, therefore, the Rama adds, Yeshli, so a person should be careful. Shalalisker, Teva Katana, you shouldn't shut a small box. See, remember, you know, the different edition of Seder is that you can get it. You know, so a fly runs around pretty easily, and it's very hard to capture a fly if you ever tried one, right? Unless you have a very small box. Okay, but you can't shut the small box, because then you've caught your fly. Or listen, Kalim, or to close any type of keli, shall move him by that you have these flies inside of them. Bishabbos, on Shabbos. That we see gracious, she eats other Shabbos, because you've definitely caught it. V'yesh mekilim v'makom shim yipel yiftach akli litlom misham is yivrachu. If, when you shut the thing, it's caught, but the reality is that it's not called caught yet because you can't use it. You basically just... So when is it called the caught that you have? When you open it up, you take it out. Well, I can't take it out because it's large enough of a box. If I open it up, I will not be able to get my hand over the whole opening and make sure it doesn't fly away. So I didn't really catch it. So some say that's not called, it wasn't called caught yet. Zak the Mishnah Baruch. Sif cut in your bait. They're moving in the Tzorah Filu. Imutzoron lays the Tzorah. Now, in most cases, where it's not b'mina nitzud, so why are you catching it? Not to use it, because people don't use it. Why are you catching it? You're catching it because you want to get it away from you. That's a melacha and a tzricha l'gufu. Right? Melacha tzricha l'gufu means I'm doing the melacha because I want to use the item. Melacha and a tzricha l'gufu means I'm doing the melacha just to not to use it, but for a different purpose. I'm doing the melacha of Seda, not to have it, but rather to distance it from myself. Right? I'm doing the malacha of digging, not to have a hole, right? Because I need the dirt. The malacha of digging is making a hole. I don't need the hole. So I'm digging a hole, not for the hole, but to have the dirt. Right? So that's called malacha genesis l'gufa. So we're also the chorus of malacha genesis l'gufa. So every... By definition, every case in a minute is going to be potter because the malachas in a tzichel gufa. Now, the truth is like this: that you have to add, you have to. Now, according to the Rambam, the malachas in a tzichel gufa is chayiv. So, according to the Rambam, this halacha is very, very applicable, very significant. Even though he passes the malachas in a tzichel gufa is chayiv, but it's only if it's a minute nitzer. So, by tzeda, since things which you don't normally capture to use, you didn't capture for that purpose, so even though it's and it's Yilgufa Skayev, but it's not Minun Itzin, it's your potter. But with the most Rishon and Paskin, Loch and Yilgufa is potter. The Shulchan Aruch included. Except for one place where you see the Paskin like the Rambam. But generally, he seems to Paskin like other Rishon. So, this Dinner of Minun Itzin, where is it applicable? So, Rabbi Mishnah explains that it's applicable in a case where a person would decide, I do need it. Okay, I'm doing this. I'm a scientist, and I'm doing a study on the what's that? The dropulid something or other. There's that type of fly. It was a type of fly. So it was
Drosophila.
Drosophila, right? Yeah. So I'm doing it to capture that, but you can't say cold weather. This the average person doesn't capture for that purpose. So it's malachas yul gufa. It's a minute. It's so that case is still be both. Okay. So this is an interesting halacha of
what case is saying to me no need to
most and insects etc.
Malacha shein etzricha leguf.
Most cases of there's a fly bothering him, so he puts a cup down on top of the fly. I'm not trying to capitalize. I should have a fly now. I have flies to play. I'm just trying to get the thing out of my mind, out of my. There's a bee buzzing around on the sukkah, so I take my cup, put it over the bee. So it lands. I put something on top of the cup. So that's saved. It's saved on the bee. I don't need the bee. I'm not trying to capture the bee. They use the bee, and most people don't capture bees to use them. So it's saved. It's it. Mishnah Berurah said, "Katan Gimel Hilkach." So he said, based on this idea that if it's not something which people normally capture, it's not going to be the rice. Okay, Hilkach Zuvim. So therefore, your flies. Now, what about bees? Duvarim and bees. Mashav beis Yosef the hubachal davreshem imino nitzer. People use bees for honey, so you capture bees. That's what the beis Yosef seems to say. Comes to Shabur and says, however, Alvo Shari Poiskim Pligi Ale. Most people argue. Most poskim argue on the Shulchan Aruch. We can't mash it by Meir Gra, Siv Katan, Vav. And the Gra also seems that that's called Ein Dvin Anitzin. So we assume in the halacha usually that bees are Ein Dvin Anitzin. B'chagavim Taharim. So you have kosher grasshoppers. That's Rashi who Darvishim Dvin Anitzin. People capture them to eat them, right? And that's. But what else do we do with kosher grasshopper? Right? That's called b'min anitzin. Rambam and a sefer can. The Rambam, however, does not agree with that. I'm not sure in the Rambam, you know, if the point of the Rambam is because and now he's going to use it, or the point of the Rambam was even at the time when they used to use them. But I mean, they used to use them. I don't know why it's called b'min anitzin. I'm not sure why. Now, but the Rambam has to learn like that. Because the problem with the Morris is the case is we catch these things, you're potter. So according to the most, you know, according to the Rambam, why you're potter, even if you're not planning to use it, so he says, most people hold the Morris, hold it's called Enyim and Nitzin. It's a Gemara that says that you're potter. So Rambam has to learn up the reason you're potter, because Enyim and Nitzin. So he's forced to say that based on the Gemara, but I'm not sure what the logic behind it is. But Dogim, fish, hubachal davar shemin anitzah, that's something which people do catch, and therefore the person would catch that, that'd be called malacha tzrichah. So a person goes fishing, say that'd be malacha d'rais. So if they care about lisker. So, but, so you want to shut it, you know, whatever, you want to close this box to keep whatever's inside safe, etc. So, but you shut it, you're going to capture the flies inside. So she's doing it in sakan, shabdabra akar, bain, hakisi lateva, put something to prop it open a little bit, so you shut the covering, it won't be totally shut. Binyan shayukhlullah, it says misham, that the flies can escape. So if they can escape, you didn't capture them. Chenim yesh kor katan bateva, if there's a hole. Hashan anir lehedja la zvuvim, even though it's not obvious to the zvuvim, to the flies. You see, they're busy flying around trying to find the come through the top. See, but since there's a hole, which eventually they could find to go out, so lucky is that case is more. For lucky, that's more. The sulei havi psikresha. You didn't definitely capture them because they can escape.
So, the mice from this, it almost seems like any insect that you catch, you're not necessarily going to be. You're not. You're potter for.
Correct.
Under rice level.
It's not water, it's potter.
Right. Okay.
Tebek Tana, I would have a large box. Sir leather and more the Kuliyama Shuri. The remote holds the large box, everybody holds that's mutter. that feeling even if you, have you been inside there, these flies, because they fly around easily, if you make one lunge, you still wouldn't capture the fly. So you combine the fact that it's something which it's aimed at, plus you didn't really capture it, so garnish katan, so that case is mutter. It's totally mutter. Yesh Mekilim, he said some hold that if you open up the box, it'll fly away, so you didn't really capture it, because the idea of capturing means that you've got it, that you've got it, that you could use it. So having this inside a box, and when you open the box to get the ring inside, it flies away. You didn't really capture it. Who does the turtle seriously? Dalva gav the mishas isul hedya gav kaveris devorim. Now there's a Gemara which says if you have a beehive, the mechas oisoi, but even shein b'nek of osir, if you close it, you cover it totally, leaving no holes open, it's osir. Mishum sikreishin kilek hamay b'sif talit. So he says, so 1 second. Well, we'll say the same thing, right? But as soon as I take the cover off, the thing's going to fly away. So I didn't really capture it. But the Gemara says that's not so. The Gemara says that's called Seder. That's by, there's a difference in bees and flies. Why? Let me consider a cloud. The Rav Katnusa Motzi Kishik Beseach Akli Berchon Me'akom Mishom. The nature of these things, as soon as you open up, they all fly away, because they're very small. You have a beehive full of bees, A. Vehem gedolim b'tzatzer, they're a little bit larger, B. You're going to capture some of them. They're not all going to be able to run away from you in the beehive situation. So at least for those ones, it's considered seder. So you didn't capture 15, you captured one. That's all you need to be chayiv. This is still also. Okay, you should shoo all the flies away before you shut the box. And this is a real problem. They had flies in their house. You want to shut their bread box, you know, keep, you capture a fly in there, you'd be also to do that. Now, behind the Taz says the following point. So I shooed away the flies. No, I know for sure there's no flies inside the thing. I know for sure there's no flies in the thing. Maybe there's a fly hidden in the corner. So, you know, do a major search. Meanwhile, of course, other flies are flying back in. You know, I'm not going to do that. The Kibbutz Shefriach Azuvim Shirobeno, he chased away the ones that he saw. Maybe there are other ones there. I'm not going to look. Okay, came in the zeh loyhavi elas sveik psik reishe b'milsa d'rabbanan d'over shein min anitzid en lach rekoka. So this is the famous Taz. The Taz is the following. Okay, psik reishe means it's something that when a person is involved in action X, and action X results in Y. I have no intent for Y. That's not my purpose. I'm dragging a chair. I need my chair from point A to point B, but it happens to be there's soft ground there, and it's a heavy chair, and it's going to make a furrow in the ground. So that's psikration. You're going to make a furrow. It's psikration. Let's say it's not definite it's going to happen. It's not so heavy. The ground is not so soft. I'm not taking it so far, right? It's motor, because I'm not involved in the malach of chayrish. I'm involved in the act of moving a chair. The chayrish is only, you only define if I'm involved in A, then I'm chayr for B. If A and B are synonymous. But if they're not synonymous, because one does not definitely cause the other, so that's not synonymous. I'm dragging chairs. I'm not digging holes. Well, if there's no way out, if you drag the chair, you must dig a hole. So dragging chairs, digging holes, and the same thing in this case. Well, they're not. It's not definite. So in general, we assume secretion has to be definite. Comes along the Taz and says, what about the scenario like this? It's definite, but I'm not sure if it's definite. If there are flies in this box, they're going to be caught. I don't know if there's flies in the box. So here, the scenario which I drag the chair, we don't know what will be when I drag the chair. Might make a hole, might not make a hole. It's not so heavy. Might not. But over here, and if the reality in the... I'm dealing with a question not in the future, which is the case of I'm going to drag the chair and see what happens. Over here, there is either something inside the box or not. The reality is already there in the past. The question, I don't know what the reality is. there's a similar halacha. You can't cook basar and chol. So I come to the fire over there. Maybe my goyish and mishar is, you know, put a milch and kapat over there and overflowed. And there is right now in the ashes, etc. There's some milchiks there. I put my flesh kapat over there and I start stirring it up. So I'm cooking, you know, and there's the milk, the meat overflow, and the milk. I don't know if it's there or not, but if it is, I'm cooking basar b'chol. I don't know if there is or not. If it is there, it's a reality in the past. So this is a past issue, not a future issue. So he calls that it's a possible psikration. There is the case of the future is not a possible psikration. Either it's definite or not definite. Over here, it's possibly definite, which sounds like an oxymoron, right? But it's not an oxymoron because there is a definite reality. I'm not aware. I'm lacking the knowledge of what the reality is, right? So he says that's mutter by melachos. That's mutter by drabonos. So since over here, the case over here was flies, which are called eidim and nitzers, all drabonos. So suffix integration is mutter by drabonos.
But the suffix seems like a definite, though.
No, so I've chased them all the way. I don't see any flies.
If you have tons of flies swarming around and you know the fly, I mean, you're trying to...
No, I chased them all the way. So, all the ones I saw, I chased them. Maybe there's one hiding inside. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. I don't know. I'm allowed to shut the box, he says. Now, the Bir Halacha discusses this, you know, this halacha of, you know, where else does it apply? How far can you take this idea? But it's an important, taz that he introduces such an idea. Okay, let's hold it here.
Yeah,
a dalit.
So the issue is now on Shabbos. It's a